All right, starting in 3, 2, 1. We Like Dota is brought to you by the generous support of our patrons. To find out how to help support the show, go to welikedota.com and follow the links to the Patreon. We Like Dota, episode 171, starts now. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome back to We Like Dota. This is We Like Dota, the internet's casual Dota 2 podcast. I'm Brian Sabonjinger. Joining me this evening is Sam the Plaid Pirate. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Brian.
We got the group back together. We're
here.
We're making it happen.
Woo!
Making it happen, finally. Sam, just today, while I was pouring coffee and yelling at baristas...
nice. is that your managerial style?
It depends on who it is. Honestly,
there's some. I can't imagine you yelling.
Yeah, there's some people I just have zero patience for, but most people I have a ton of patience for. We did get a tweet today from. Let me pull it up on Twitter here. Somebody from India, Sam.
Dude.
Rafi Sarif.
Shouts to Rafi.
What up, my dude? He says, with love from India, just discovered your podcast on CastBox application. I am also a casual Dota 2 player, casual Dota player almost for 10 years. Started with Dota 1. Keep up the good work. First of all, CastBox sounds just sketchy as heck.
Shouts to CastBox.
But you know what? It brought us Rafi, so...
Hell yeah.
As long as he's enjoying the show, then God bless.
Get in here, CastBox.
Yeah.
Didn't even know we were on that one.
Yeah, exactly. Sam, we're global and
we're international, baby.
We're international. We're taking over the world here.
We taking over one city at a time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, How's life been since last we spoke, Sam?
Oh man. Okay, so in the micro, I feel horrible. I'm getting over a cold, which is fine. But
it's not even December yet and you've got a cold?
Well, like my whole family got sick pretty much. Oh, I don't know how it happened. We just all got sick.
Dude. Ugh.
And Adriana got me sick, so that's her fault. But
totally her fault. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And so tonight, I went to hang out and take my mentee to dinner because I didn't get to see him over the weekend because I was in New York. So I was like, all right, bro, like, let's go out to dinner where you want to go, anywhere you want to go. He's like, Applebee's.
Applebee's? What in the world? What are you teaching this guy?
Exactly. I can't say no to him. I can't be like, bro, that's a terrible restaurant. Like, we're not going.
It's McDonald's with nice plates.
Yeah, so...
And alcohol. They serve alcohol also.
Yeah, so we went to the McDonald's of chain restaurants. And he was super happy, and we had a nice meal. I loved sharing a meal with him, but I feel horrible. Like, really awful. And I would not recommend. 0 stars.
Okay. Hey, can I interrupt you real quick? I just found...
That's the whole story.
I just found on the Google Play app marketplace thing, mm-hmm. CastBox.
Yeah,
I found it.
It's there.
CastBox gives you instant access to millions of podcasts from around the globe. It's got these awards, and apparently we're a part of it. So we're on it.
Heck yeah! Get in there. We're in there.
It's I don't know of its origins. It's Hong Kong based, so of course.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, you went to Applebee's with your mentee and you feel like drunk now.
Mixed results.
Mixed results.
On the macro level, I'm very happy. I was able to do a lot of traveling these past few weeks. get to spend a lot of time with my family in New York, which is really nice, and it's been really good to see them. And I will be going back there this weekend for my grandfather's memorial. I have to make a small speech, which I'm freaking out about.
Wait, did your grandfather pass away?
He did.
Oh, I didn't know that, man. I'm so sorry.
Thanks. He was 95, I believe.
Oh, what a life well lived.
What a boss he was. He was a fantastic human, and I'll definitely miss him a lot. But it's going to be nice to get together with a lot of people from all over the world, because he was a really interesting dude, and I'm glad we're going to get together and remember him. And hopefully I don't F up my speech too much.
And if you did, that's okay. People remember speeches that have people remember speeches of, you know, just people who care, you know.
I think it doesn't, hopefully people will be left with a feeling rather than like a real memory of some, like, I'm not going to tell like some crazy great story. Like, that's not the point of it.
People don't remember like a polished speech or anything like that. Like, they remember feelings and they remember like good stories, you know?
Yeah. And that's fine.
That's what matters.
How about you, Ryan? How are things? How was your turkey day?
Dude, great. So it's a bit not strange, but it's awesome because my daughter Eleanor, her birthday falls right around Thanksgiving time.
Mm.
Last year at this time, on Thanksgiving Day, we had to have we asked our families to come up and celebrate Thanksgiving with us, because the very next day my wife Katie was going into the hospital to be induced to have our daughter. Yeah, the very next day. And we tried to pull that again this year, where we were like, hey guys, like, let's celebrate Thanksgiving in Kent again. And they were like, oh, sorry, you don't have like you're not like debilitatingly pregnant. So
they're like, we've heard this story before.
Yeah, exactly. So we did a lot of driving this year. We did a lot of driving this year, and we got to celebrate with my grandparents and my whole family and everything. And my side of the family is just becoming insane because all of my cousins and stuff are having kids. And my grandparents' house is large, and it is a very nice house, but it is becoming just stacked to the brim. There's like 30 people there now.
Just chock full of homies.
It's just insane. Like, everywhere I went in the house was just hot. Like, it was just hot. And the food was fine.
Sure.
My grandmother does not like cooking for a Thanksgiving. And it's good in the sense that, like, it's nostalgic, but it's not, like, great. And I am complaining, and I will acknowledge that. I will acknowledge that I am complaining, and I do really long for a Thanksgiving that is just like cozy and small, and I can cook everything and just like control the experience from beginning to end. I long for that.
And can
that,
I do?
And that'll never happen.
No, it'll happen. It'll happen. But can I do a quick shout out? Shouts to grandparents.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think the highlight of this Thanksgiving for me is that took a walk with my grandma, who's 90.
Dude.
And we were walking the dogs, and she's like, oh, this dog has so much energy. And she just starts jogging down the street with the dog. Grandma, freaking 90 years old. She plays tennis twice a week.
It's amazing.
Unreal. Anyway. Shouts to grandparents. They're incredible.
Thanksgiving was just incredibly, it was almost like claustrophobic in some ways. But it was great just spending time with my family, like, and hanging out with them and just seeing like all my goofy cousins' kids and stuff. Like, it was great.
Yeah. That sounds fantastic. I mean, it sounds like a lot, but it also sounds cool.
Yeah, it was fine. It was just a lot of driving. And honestly, the best part was like just driving in the car with Katie and Eleanor and just like spending time with them. Honestly, that was just great.
Yeah.
And we also had Eleanor's first birthday. My little girl is 1 year old now. Sam, you would not believe it. She is like, she's walking.
Hey, nice.
So you're at my house. I was peeing, right? You know where my bathroom is. You know how there's like a corner. Or no. I'm sorry. I was not peeing. I was in the kitchen. Uh-huh. You know how you kind of have to like come around like the corner?
Yep.
In the kitchen. So I was in the kitchen like eating a snack. She was out in the living room doing whatever.
Yeah.
I see her like just walk around the corner.
Oh my God.
Like she's just like walking. Like she understands that like standing and like walking is just like the thing now.
Yeah.
She doesn't quite have the coordination and strength for it quite yet. But like she gets that like that's the thing.
That's amazing.
All this has happened in like the last 3 days. It's insane. It's pure insanity.
Incredible that they just learn stuff.
It's really scary. Honestly, I'm terrified. Like she was like walking around and just fell backwards. Like just straight up was standing up and just fell backwards and like bonked her head.
Oh,
ah, the poor girl. Yeah.
A little turnip. I mean, I was with a family friend who has a similar age child, actually, who's a little like maybe a month or so younger than Eleanor.
Yeah.
And she's like aggressively crawling and, you know, tottering around. I'm like, oh, wow, this is it. They're really doing it.
It's crazy, man. Like, so I've been playing Hearthstone here and there because I can play that on my phone, which is really nice, you know, while I'm watching her and all that. And like, I don't even feel like I can do that anymore. Like
all hands on deck.
It's just all hands on deck. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Have you played Hearthstone at all?
Yes. So I had it, for a decent amount of time, just on the computer, not on my phone. And I played it, you know, a good amount, didn't buy anything, just played it to played it. And I found it fun, but I found it like too much of a grind, if that makes sense. In terms of like, I felt like I didn't have really great cards and I wasn't like willing to put in enough time to like get those cards.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like playing, Magic the Gathering in like just sticking with the starter decks only and never moving from those.
Yeah, it's super limiting.
Like, it's kind of like that, I guess.
Yes. And it feels bad when it feels like you're not accessing the full game, in my opinion.
See, I don't... I keep reading about how online on Reddit, about how people are upset that the game costs too much these days. And I can understand where people are upset about that, I guess. And upset about not having access to everything and not having access to the full game. But I think I kind of look at it as just literally a digital version of Magic the Gathering, where there are expansions and sets that come out, and I expect to not have every card in that set. I just expect to have some of them and be happy when I get a card that's good.
Yes.
You know? And yes. I think some people are maybe looking at it the wrong way, I guess. But I'm totally open to acknowledging that maybe I'm not looking at it the wrong way, and maybe I should be upset.
No, it's fine. You're exactly right. So Magic the Gathering has a digital platform. And it's awful. And
it sucks. Uses it. Yeah, it's terrible. They totally blew it with that.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't just give it a facelift and make Hearthstone, but use Magic and whatever. That's neither here nor there. But I think you're right. I mean, you have to be okay with the idea that if you're not going to pay money, you're not going to get all the best things in Hearthstone.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. The money that I have spent on the game has been pretty... I think maybe at most I've spent $10. I use my right. Google opinions survey rewards.
Nice.
To go towards Hearthstone cards. So
nice.
It's been pretty minimal, and I just kind of get as far as I can get, and I just kind of have fun with it, and that's really about it. I actually enjoy the part that I enjoy the most about the game is like just the actual playing of the game. I don't enjoy the deck building.
Right.
And I don't enjoy like figuring out like weird combos and stuff. And I just want to like play my cards. And I think there's a really good chance that maybe I'm not like a TCG type individual. God bless you, I guess.
I'm sorry. I'm like dying over here.
You're fine. Don't die. I think I'm not necessarily the kind of person who loves card games.
Right.
But I do love like the action parts of it. I don't love the deck building parts of it.
I'm with you. I feel like Cheeks was really good and nerdy about building the decks, like that part
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So two of my best friends from college, they've like come to Pittsburgh with not the intention of visiting me, although they did that, but like with the intention okay. of going to like a Magic the Gathering tournament.
Oh, gotcha.
So, I mean, they don't do it as much anymore, but like this is like a very big hobby of theirs. And like, you know, to them, like the fun part is like building the decks and like acquiring the correct cards to build the deck. And then eventually, you know, playing the deck. But I think I'm with you. For me, the enjoyment of the game is actually playing the game. And I guess that's part of what I don't like is that I feel that it's very hard to get a competitive deck without paying for it, if that makes sense.
No, it makes a ton of sense. And I think it's... I think that's completely true, and I think in some ways valid, but I think that's also just like, it's just like the metagame of card games. Like all the collectible right. card games I've had and have played have been collectible, you know? And they've just always been play to win because you've got better cards than me in some ways, but you've also had an edge. It kind of evens out, right? It kind of washes out because there's the luck element, which I think you could argue that the luck element is higher in Magic than it is in Hearthstone. And also, like, you might have better cards, but some people are just better players, you know? So it just kind of washes out, I think.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, what I'm really complaining about is, like, I'm like, oh, this free game isn't free enough. Right, so like that's not really a valid, you know, my argument isn't valid necessarily. I'm essentially saying like, oh, this free game isn't as fun as it could be because in order, you know, because I don't want to pay any money to play the game, which is really dumb. Like, it's a game that at a certain level requires money, and if you don't want to pay the money, then you know, what business do you really have playing the game anyway?
Yeah, it is literally a free game, which
right.
The I don't know if you followed Reddit like last week, but Star Wars Battlefront 2. Oh my goodness, what a backlash against that game Reddit had. Whew.
Well, that was the it was like not an auction house, but it was like microtransactions. What was it exactly?
Yeah, there was this whole thing where like to unlock like certain elements of the game, you had to just basically get them with like you can grind for it, which is like I think like the minimum was like 40 hours or something like that to get like just like the first thing.
Oh wow! Okay.
Or you could just bad. Or you could just buy. Like loot boxes.
Right.
And there's quite a backlash against that. Which if it was to me it's a totally different argument if the game was just like free to download and free to play to begin with. but it's not.
Right.
Like, you have to pay, like, $60 for the game to begin with, you know?
Yeah.
It's just getting out of control.
Yeah.
And
that's...
it's crazy. Yeah. It makes me appreciate Dota and how, like... I have spent so much money on that game, and literally all it's for is just to make, you know, just to make Wraith King look even more badass than he already is.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of, speaking of Dota 2.
Okay, let's talk Dota.
Let's talk Dota. We played, okay. We played a couple of Dota 2 Turbo Mode matches together.
When was this?
Oh, gosh. It was like last week, maybe?
Oh, Medusa, right?
Something like that, yeah. And
let me look at this here.
I'm here to tell you that for me and where I am in life right now, like, oh my goodness, Dota 2 Turbo Mode's great.
Yes, it was great. Tell me more. What do you like?
So it's this whole thing where you get, like, faster XP and faster gold, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the towers are supposed to fall faster and all that.
For sure.
Bull crap.
Yep.
And Elihu was whining about how he had, like, a match that went for, like, 60 minutes or something. And, like, that was... It seemed like that was a... not a normal thing. Like,
that's more of an aberration.
It's an outlier. I played two Dota 2 Turbo Mode matches. Both were under a half hour. One was 16 minutes. Another one was 26 minutes.
Yep.
And it... I really enjoy it because it captures everything about Dota, but just, like, twice as fast. It's everything I've been asking for. And it's... Yep. It feels less competitive, less epic. It feels like there's less on the line. It feels like less of a negative experience. Even when I'm losing,
right,
I'm not pissed off.
Right. Yep.
And I think over my years of playing Dota, that's one of my biggest gripes, is that you can spend 60 minutes playing a match of Dota 2 and it being a largely negative experience.
Oh, for sure.
And that's just... Ugh. It stinks. Yeah, exactly.
So, full disclosure, that was a really funny night because you were a little overserved.
A little bit, yeah.
And it was perfect because you were just going bonkers.
Yeah. Like, a little overserved is the perfect way to put that, yeah.
In a fun way,
yeah.
So, like, the first one, I was playing Medusa because, like, I don't know how to play Dota anymore. And so, like, just give me, like, the simplest heroes that don't require any buttons. So you played Witch Doctor.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. And you were just like, whoa, what is this mode? What are we doing? Oh, okay. And then we did great. And then the next game, we actually played with people who knew what they were doing. So, like, for example, Kelly and his friend Bioacid, they're both very good. And then friend of the show, Jim, he also knows what he's doing. And so you were playing Mirana, and you were just, like, shooting arrows and yelling, and you're all excited about shooting arrows.
I always yell when I shoot the arrows.
I mean, at baseline, you yell. But then, like, you know.
It's true, yeah.
You're like, what's this? I can leap more than once. Ah!
Yeah.
It was fun. We did not win, but I had fun. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's crazy because... So what I've noticed about Turbo Mode is, like, there's still so many... There's still, like, all the strategic decisions that you have to make when playing Dota, but you have to make them, like, twice as fast. And I'm, like, I'm already a really indecisive person. And that evening, like, I just, like, I had, you know, as you said, I was overserved and just was unable to really just play the game on any strategic level to begin with.
It was great. And, I loved it.
Yeah, it was just a fun time. Like, it just felt like there wasn't a ton on the line, but, like, I could just have fun playing Dota, and it didn't matter.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, it was great. And so Mr. Blue and I were talking about this on a previous show, but one thing that I think Turbo Mode's really fun for is just, like, nonstop team fights.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, Turbo Mode has, like, limited value, but I think that that is one thing that is valuable, is that, like, you can get some practice just having these crazy 5-on-5 fights with, like, all 6 slotted items.
Yeah, it's, yeah, Turbo Mode is definitely, you know, it's not going to be, you know, the next big thing or anything like that, but, you know, it's dad Dota, right? Like, it's perfect for people like me and people who just want to play a game, you know, and not have so many strings attached to it.
Right.
And I'm into it. And
yeah,
originally the game launched with, you could just buy shit whenever you wanted, right? And you didn't need a courier. That's not the same now, right?
Right. So they changed it that everybody has, like, kind of an individual courier. Is that right?
I don't know. I thought we all had a shared courier, but the courier was, like, constantly with Turbo Mode activated.
I think that, like, your individual stuff gets ferried on, like, an individual thing. I could be wrong about this. Either way, you still get your items really fast, but you can't just buy them at any moment, which feels better.
Okay.
It's less, like, crazy, because it was, like, really weird for a while there.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good change.
Yes. Yeah. I'm for that.
Yeah.
I think I played some real Dota. So I played, like I said, I've been traveling a lot, and I've actually had, like, a nice break from Dota. But on Sunday, I played 2 ranked games, and everybody is getting all up in arms about the new MMR calibration. Essentially, what they did is that, like, they kind of squished, they took, like, the high ranked people and, like, moved them further down towards the average. So, like, for example, Sumail.
That seems like a bad idea.
Right. So, like, Sumail, who had, like, you know, 10K MMR, something stupid, like 9K, is now, like, he doesn't have that anymore.
Right. He's hanging out with the 7K people.
Yeah, but they also didn't. They also changed it so that now you get badges instead of an actual number. I mean, I think you can see your number, but, like, to the public, you just get these badges. And everybody's also bent out of shape about that because, you know, apparently anyone can earn the top thing and it's not as cool as it used to be or something.
They're trying to overwatch it, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not sure what the benefits are of that exactly, but
I want Dota to be Dota, you know. Just let Dota be Dota and don't try and give us loot boxes, which they're not doing, but, you know, get these freaking badges out of here. You know, just let Dota be Dota, you know. Like, why was it popular to begin with? Because it's Dota, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, shouts to 2-0 for, he had an interesting tweet showing the slow and steady decline of the average users per month. And that's a little concerning.
Why is that?
Why is what?
Why is that concerning?
I don't know. I just want it to be popular forever.
Yeah. Oh, about how the... Oh, so you mean, like, the overall user base for Dota 2 is just declining.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not entirely surprised. Like, I'm sure that's the same case for League of Legends as well. I think just as more, as time goes on and games come out, you know, there's a flavor of the, not a flavor of the week, but, you know, flavor of the, 3-4 years, you know, half decade, flavor of the half decade, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to have a video game last for multiple years. Like console games are refreshed every year, pretty much. So that's a tough thing. I mean, Counter-Strike is maybe the one example of a PC game that has really had a long, consistent user base.
Yeah, StarCraft II has had a big,
mm-hmm.
kind of had a big time in the sun as well. And
yeah,
I'm willing to bet Dota and League will as well. It's just, you know, such explosive growth and such huge user base numbers are just, I mean, they'll be around for a while, but, you know, it just can't be like that forever. You know, not with games like Overwatch and Battlegrounds and, you know, whatever. People are going to migrate to something else after a while. You know, it's just how it is. And they'll wind up coming back to Dota at some time, or wind up coming back to Counter-Strike, or, you know, whatever. People come and go, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of competition for your time. Yeah. And I think Dota is a really hard game to play, and we've gone over this a lot because we also struggle playing the game. So,
yeah.
And, you know, but whatever. I don't think that the game is at a spot where it's like, oh no, dead game. Nobody's playing.
No.
Can't find a queue.
Yeah, like, I don't think we'll ever hit that point. And I think part of the, so Dota 2 can be a hard sell for some people, you know?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I also think that like that's its appeal also, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah, I played 2 ranked matches with friends. I've really decided just to play only with friends from now and forward, which has been a good decision, I think, so far.
Absolutely.
And so I played one as, well, let's see. I played as Spiritbreaker with Mr. Blue and Buckfoy.
What a fun hero Spiritbreaker is to play.
Right, because I was just like, oh man, I haven't played in a long time to play Spiritbreaker. And I think I had an okay impact, but we had a very hard time. We played against a Tiny, and Tiny is now like a really strong hero.
Yeah, what's going on with Tiny? Okay, I was watching Midas Mode, which we'll talk about later. Tiny can like throw his tree now. Like what's going on? And he can like infinitely like toss people. What's going on?
I don't know about that part of it, but he can, so he has the tree grab ability because he got reworked.
Okay.
So he grabs a tree and it attacks enemies for a limited number of times, and it grants bonus attack range, and it grants what's it called, like a cleave, you know, like kind of like how the axe was.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
like a splash damage.
So he holds onto the tree, but for a limited amount of time. He holds onto the tree
for a limited number of attacks, and he can.
Interesting.
And it gives him bonus damage and bonus building damage and attack range, and you can throw the damn tree, and it's a really strong spell. So, it really lets him do a lot better in lane, because that was kind of the problem with Tiny before, right? It was like really hard to lane him.
Yeah.
But now he just gets to wacky around with this stupid tree, and now he can really blow you up. It just feels bad.
Feels bad, man.
And now his passive, his grow, the ultimate, it gives him that status resistance, which means essentially that like he gets stunned and slowed for less time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So shouts to Buckfoy and Mr. Blue for playing with me. I'm sorry that you had to go through that, but I had fun. Hope you guys had fun. I was more successful playing with Lunchbox, friend of the show. He random Tusk. I was like, hey man, you know this is ranked, right? He was like, bro. It was really funny. So, but I played Undying and we won, even though our carry was like really angry and kept like yelling at us and stuff. And whatever, we won the game, so screw it.
Hey man, if you can play like a halfway decent Tusk, holy moly, that hero is amazing.
Yeah, Lunchbox did really well. There were some times where like I was like, bro, save me, like snowball, release the snowball. And he was just like, shut up, stop yelling at me, dad. I was like, oh right.
Oh man, I need to play some Dota 2 with like crazy Sam. It's so much fun. You just get like so yelly and it's just the best.
Anytime you want.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm enjoying Dota now a little more in my more limited exposure to it. And I've been playing a lot of NBA 2K, and I've started my career, and I'm a tiny, tiny little basketball player with a side part, and it's like a little RPG. It's great. Been having a lot of fun.
That's fair. Okay.
Just, you'll find me here writing papers and playing NBA 2K. Okay. So, yeah.
There you go.
It's my life.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick, and then we'll move on to some noobs ass noobs.
Okay.
Did you watch Midas Mode, the Midas Mode tournament at all?
Dude, I saw bits and pieces. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a little bit as well. So I had like one day where... Okay, hold on. Can we just back up a minute? Can we talk about like... It's just even a commitment to watch Dota 2.
Oh, to watch.
I had a day off with my daughter. And I was able to like watch a couple of matches, and I felt hashtag so blessed. Like it was just great. And Midas Mode, super fascinating, super, super fun, because it wasn't taking itself too seriously, but also like, it's just really interesting.
Yeah. So tell the folks in case they didn't hear about this.
So long story short, every team has a pool of moonbucks, and your pool of moonbucks is persistent for the entire tournament. And if you want to like draft a hero that costs a certain amount of moonbucks, and heroes that are doing better cost more, heroes that are doing worse cost less. If you want to ban a hero, that costs moonbucks. So you don't necessarily have to ban a hero, which is really interesting. If you want to random a hero, you get moonbucks for doing that, which is really interesting. If you want to pick what side you're playing on, that costs moonbucks. If you want to choose whether you draft first, that costs moonbucks. There's certain challenges you can do in game, such as like killing Roshan, but not picking up the Aegis, that you can get moonbucks for.
Or like the floor is lava, pick 5 flying heroes.
Yeah. It's just like stuff like that. Even like pausing the game costs moonbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. It's great, and it just has like all of the crappiness of Sir Action Slacks attached to it, and the Mr. Midas character attached to it was just great.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And the Kennedy Space Center in Florida was a sponsor, which is amazing. There was vaping the stuff that you vape. They were a sponsor, and like they got super corny and super cheesy with that, and it was just so funny, and everything about it was just great.
And the winnings went to charity.
Yeah. So, which apparently there's a North American and a European division.
Uh-huh.
So there was two groups, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Optic Gaming, which is the PPD stack, which that's a whole weird thing.
Why?
It's just strange. Like, what a strange history for PPD, right? Mm-hmm. Captain of EG, CEO of EG, stepped down, now captaining a stack of players that, honestly, they're going to be top runners for the international, honestly, in my opinion. It's PPD, uh-huh. Misery, Zai, PyCat, and some guy named CCNC. I don't know who this guy is, but they're going to be doing great. Like, I have no doubt in my mind that they're going to be, like, top eight at the international.
Yeah.
But, yeah, everything went to charity. It's just great. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. I tuned in a little bit for Optic Gaming versus VGJ Storm. And it was just fun to watch the various stuff that the teams were doing, because it was just not... Yeah, it was pretty casual, so it was fun.
It was casual, but it was also, you know, teams were taking it somewhat seriously. You know, like, they weren't just, like, kind of shrugging it off, you know?
No, I guess what I mean is that, I guess what I should clarify, like, they were trying, I think they were trying different things.
Yeah.
Which I think is fun. So, like, yeah. I think that they're all, like, competitive enough where, like, once they're in the game, they're like, okay, I'm trying hard. But at the same time, they were, like, picking techies and, like, carry Shadow Demon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so much fun. Oh, carry Shadow Demon does not work. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because you saw people just out of sheer, like, just we can't do anything else, just picking crazy strategies and crazy heroes and stuff.
Or just getting screwed by randoms and stuff.
So. Yeah. 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 It was good stuff. Good stuff. Good times there.
Good times. Good.
Good times had by all. So I'm going to keep... I've been watching some of the matches here and there on YouTube, and I'm definitely going to keep watching this. So I encourage you all to do the same.
Very good.
Do we have any Noobs Ask Noobs questions?
Let me investigate. Oh, I think we do.
Let me play this thing. Here we go.
Go ahead.
To read the future, I need entrails.
Okay, that was the bumper. I forgot to play the new or the news bumper, but I'm not gonna worry about it. It's fine.
All right, we got three questions. Two of them are from Elihu. So
great. Who is definitely here? Elihu, who is definitely here?
Here, where is he?
Definitely here. On the podcast.
Oh. Okay. So, Elihu, I recently randomed Mirana in a match and came to the realization that I have zero items for Mirana. So, two questions. One, given Brian's well-documented infatuation with Mirana and hats, how does he feel about that? This is a softball question for you.
That's fine. I would... If you can do one thing, just buy the Snowstorm Huntress set, or that kind of wintry looking set.
Okay.
I met the creator Anuxi, and
that's right.
Honestly, she was a little awkward in person, but it's hands down my favorite Mirana set. Okay. So if anything, buy that. But if you can't, that's fine, baby. Just play Mirana and have a good time.
Just let it live.
Just let it live.
And number two, for what hero do you have zero cosmetic items?
Well, what heroes can you not modify? Used to be Viper.
Well, all right, those are not... Come on.
Yeah, I know.
come on.
I saw you just log into Dota 2 here to check.
I'm going to check right now.
I'm going to check as well.
I think Alchemist... Alchemist, I don't have any... Which is fine, because I'm a terrible Alk player.
Oh, man. Back in his day, Jared used to have just insane items for Alchemist. Like, he had a set that was worth, like... I think combined, he was able to get his set up to, like, $170 or something like that.
Oh, my God. With Alchemist,
yeah. Because he had, like, the Radiant Swords. He had like the ball and chain. He had the hand of Midas. Right. It was amazing.
Oh, Lord. That's intense.
Oh, Lordy. I hope there's recordings.
Let's see.
I'm going to check. I honestly don't know. I think I have to have heroes for every, or hats for every really? Hero.
Dude, I have the nastiest disruptor set. Like, he's riding this goblin thing. It's, like, really gross. And it, like, turns Disruptor into a goblin. He's, like, one of those, like, orc riders in Two Towers. Oh, it's so nasty.
Wait, no, those guys are cool.
Yeah, they're gross.
Is there any way to, like, tell who I don't have hats for?
I'm just scrolling through like a noob.
Because I don't want to do this.
You don't have to. Does Enigma have any hats?
Oh, he does. He's got, like, I don't have any. He's got those gauntlets. Okay, here's my answer. I have gotten so many Cap of the Fungal Lord.
Oh, for Nature's from that Prophet. Guy. From that dude. From, what's his name?
I forget his name. Who did I get this from? Oh, it doesn't say who I got it from.
Really?
Yeah, he's given me like a full screen's worth of Cap of the Fungal Lord.
Oh my god.
Like probably 6 times. And get on the Twitter and I'll make sure to retweet you. But holy moly. It's just amazing. I have a ton of hats and I just don't know. I don't know where to start, you know.
All right, here. The one I'm most upset about is that I don't have a hat for Nightstalker. I don't have a single hat for him.
Oh, I could probably hook you up with something.
And it makes me upset because okay. he's a fun hero. He's my type of hero. And he's naked. I don't like that.
You know me. I don't do well with the melee heroes.
No, he's not your type of dude.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on here.
Okay, let's move on.
Another, we'll just do another one from Elihu. Recently, it was revealed that the new Juggernaut voice pack was performed by none other than WWE superstar Samoa Joe.
What? Wait, whoa, really?
That's what it says. Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe. And also, okay, also, when you said these are all from, all for Elihu or something like that, I thought you meant that they were all questions directed in Elihu's direction.
No, not no. Like from, questions from that him.
He was asking. Okay.
Yeah.
This makes a lot more sense.
I see.
Yeah.
What professional wrestlers would you have craft voice packs and for what heroes?
Oh, Stone Cold Steve Austin, of course, for the forthcoming Stone Cold Steve Austin Dota 2 Hero.
That would be a great Dota 2 Hero.
I mean, come on. Or just rides around on a beer can. I mean, come on. let's see.
What are his best lines?
Something, something, something. Stone Cold Austin 316 says, "I just kicked your ass," you know, that sort of thing. What about I actually think Undertaker would make a great.
Does he even talk?
Dota 2 hero. I don't know. He's always had like people talk for him, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if he really talks. Yeah.
Which maybe he comes with like a free courier pack or something, right? Like maybe maybe like Paul Bearer is like a courier pack or something.
Randy Savage is an obvious choice.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
He could do Axe. Oh, yeah.
That's perfect. Yes.
Something with his cult. Like after he dunks, he's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ric Flair would be good.
Oh, yes. I love there's some interview. I mean, if you watch any interview with Ric Flair, he's always going whoo, but there's like one in particular where like he says it almost every other word and it's just completely bonkers. I love it.
The Rock is also an obvious one.
Oh, of course.
I mean, he just has such great lines. I don't know what hero he would do, though. Like, who has The Rock swagger? Nobody really.
I mean, I would say Storm Spirit, obviously.
Storm Spirit is like a pudgy dude, though. He's like,
but yeah, it would be kind of funny. He embodies The Rock's attitude, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. The Undertaker. Yeah, Undertaker.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not a big Hulk Hogan guy. Like, he's okay, but
he's overrated, particularly in today's political climate. I miss so much how clowny wrestling used to be.
Oh yeah. Andre the Giant could do the ogre voices.
Oh, absolutely. If he was still alive.
Yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Andre.
So fun fact, who's Mick Foley?
Mankind. Yeah. And Cactus Jack and
Cactus Jack.
Dude Love. Yeah.
He grew up on Long Island.
Oh, really?
I think so. Yeah.
He's like actually like a really like solid dude.
Is he really? Okay, yeah. That's nice.
I mean, not saying like I don't expect wrestlers to not be solid dudes, but like there's like a whole weird documentary on Netflix about how he's like super into being Santa Claus and like doing stuff for kids and everything. And
yeah,
he's like a sweet dude.
His dad apparently was the athletic director at this local high school, not terribly far away from my house.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that's where he grew up. I remember watching him as Mankind and just being like, "The Sock! Oh my God!"
Mr. Socko, yes.
Yeah, Mr. Socko.
Oh man, Mr. Socko, what a weird thing that is.
What a hilarious thing.
Oh man.
That's like Mr. Midas. He's kind of like yeah, Mr. Absolutely. Socko.
What a weird thing Mr. Socko was. That was his finishing move, was sticking a disgusting sock in some dude's mouth.
Which is kind of great.
Oh, like, it's absolutely really great. Thing. Like, that's what I love about wrestling, is just like how I just love weird stuff like that.
All right. Are we ready to move on from the wrestling?
Let's move on. Yep.
Okay. From Wood Squid. What's the funniest troll that you or somebody else has done? So that's the first part of the question.
I'm not much of a trolly kind of guy.
Yeah,
I've never really been one for like pranks and like trolling people and stuff like that. Like, I don't. It just feels mean to me, you know. And I've got a baby to keep alive. You know, I've got a wife to just keep not upset at me. You know.
I have one from high school, Sam.
Perfect. Let's hear it.
Okay. So when I was like 17, I traveled to Europe to play soccer for a few weeks. And
okay.
It was really fun. And for some reason, they decided to bring the girls' team on the trip, which was like a really bad idea. And one of my friends who he's going to come to my bachelor party and everything, like we all still talk and stuff. He was like, we like gave him a lot of crap in high school because we were high school kids. And so he was like, "I bet you I can make out with any of the girls on the other team. I don't even care. I'll do it. Whatever."
Of course.
We're like, okay, bro. Yeah, whatever. Like, you're disgusting. Nobody wants to talk to you. So he ends up like making out with this girl, which is like a really big thing. And so he gets back to the room. He like literally met up with her and then like sprinted back to the room because he was so afraid of getting caught out after curfew.
Of course.
Because like the coach was like a big hard ass and was like, you know, like he had like already caught people getting in trouble and made them get up at like 5 in the morning and run and stuff. And so
Yeah, because you guys are all over in Europe going bonkers, right? You know, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So my buddy was really afraid of this. So he's like sprinting in the dark in flip flops, and he falls down a set of stairs. And he falls on this concrete patio, and he just tears up his whole arm, like his the whole like top of his feet and everything are cut up, and he somehow is just like so euphoric that he doesn't even notice this. And so he gets back to the room, and he's like, you know, doing like the gross, like dancing around, like, I told you guys that. And we're like, bro. Well, first we're like, bro, you need stitches. And then second of all, we're like, dude, that girl had mono. Yeah, that was pretty funny. And then we told the girl the same thing, so that they both thought that the other one had mono.
Yeah.
And finally the girl was like angry and eventually called the room. And so they're yelling at each other on the phone. And then eventually one of them figured it out. So they were pretty upset.
Nice. I like the idea of your buddy just being like so euphoric that he made out with a girl that like he just can fend off anything.
Teenage boys are incredible.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Incredible. All right. So Wood Squid also wants to know, why does everybody hate Techies? He's the strongest hero in the game. Are you ready for the return of Techies Pudge combo? No, Wood Squid, I'm not ready for that.
It sucks. You suck. Techies and Pudge sucks. End of story.
Why does everybody hate Techies? Because the playstyle is so boring. So, okay, if you're playing Techies yourself, you're just wandering around, avoiding anyone, and you're just laying mines down. And then you're waiting for the right opportunity to blow somebody up when they don't expect it. Yeah. And why everybody hates that is because it feels unfair, because you're just walking around, minding your own business. And then next thing you know, Techies blows up his ultimate mines and you die. And it's stupid. It's just a stupid way to die. And it makes the game go super long because he puts everything on the high ground. He clears all the waves. Can't siege high ground. And it's you have to have like a well-coordinated team. So that's not fun when you're playing not with the team.
It just doesn't fit in with how all the other heroes play Dota 2.
That's true.
It's completely different.
But shouts to Techies for winning the when we played last Theme Thursday, we had team legs. So he has six legs because there are three little Techies minions on that little cart. So he was MVP.
Very good.
Why does my team always mess up at the same things that the other team excels at? I don't know the answer to that.
Because you play Dota.
It's just Dota.
Yeah.
What's the funniest Chuck Norris joke that you've ever heard?
There isn't one.
Oh, you're not in.
I'm not in. They were funny 10 years ago. Now it's like, to me, it's like, what's your favorite Christmas movie? Die Hard. Die Hard is my favorite Christmas movie. You know, it's like that joke. Like, we understand. We got it.
Let's see here. I didn't know that was a joke.
It's not a joke, but, you know, I'm unique just like everybody else. I'm going to say best Chuck Norris. I'm going to Google best Chuck Norris joke.
I did the same thing.
Okay. Okay.
These were much better years ago. Although I do kind of like this one because it's kind of a pun. This is a pun. That's why I like it. So never mind. It's not actually a Chuck Norris joke. It's just a pun.
Jack Nicholson tells Chuck Norris that he can handle the truth. That's not that's not funny. Who asked this question?
Wood Squid.
I'm sorry, Wood Squid. I'm totally crapping all over you.
All right. Well, here he has a favorite one.
Wood Squid. Wood Squid is a great dude. I'm sure.
Yeah, Chuck Norris and Superman had a contest. The loser had to wear his underwear on the outside of his clothes for the rest of his life.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. There you have it.
Wait, that's it?
That's the joke. Because Superman has to wear his underwear on the outside of his pants.
I take so many issues with that.
Did you see Justice League?
Of course not.
No, I didn't either.
All right.
I didn't either.
Let's get out of here.
All right. So hopefully we're going to play Theme Thursday again on the 30th, this Thursday. I put something up on the Reddit, but now I realize that I actually have a holiday party, so I won't be there. But hopefully you guys will go and be there and you have fun. And I think it's for 8:30 Eastern time, but if you guys want to change that, you just post on the Reddit and you guys will be able to set that all up. So have fun.
Yep.
Have some cool drafts.
Yep. Timing of everything is just going to be weird these next couple of weeks just because of holiday stuff. And
yeah,
it's just how it is and it's fine. And the people who are here will be here and we'll play games together. And the people who are not will wish that wish that they were. And that's fine.
Yeah, we had a really fun time last time. So hopefully we have fun again. And please ask more questions because we like having questions.
Yep.
And I'm glad that we have international listeners.
We should have a strong international contingency.
That's what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving.
That is what I'm thankful for. Sam, where can we find you online?
Sam_Wendell on Twitter. Catch me there. All my life is on there.
Okay. Follow me on Twitter. Also at Sabone Dota, SHBONE DOTA, or at Byinger, BYINGER, if you want the fire hose Twitter. That's also fine too. Yeah, that's it, right? Follow We Like Dota on our subreddit, welikedota.reddit.com. All that good stuff there to find updates on the show and episodes and everything. Yeah, I think that's it. Let's get out of here, Sam. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.